Welcome back to In Focus with David Coletto. I'm David Coletto. On this short episode of In Focus, I take a quick look at our most recent Canadian politics survey. We completed a national survey of just over 1,900 Canadian adults from April 9th to 14th. Here's what we found. If an election were held today, the federal Liberals would win likely a majority government. In our survey, they had 37% of the vote, followed by the Conservatives 8 points back at 29%, the NDP at 19%, the Greens at 6%, and the Bloc at 27% in Quebec. Regionally, the national lead for the Liberals is built on solid leads in Ontario, 13 points over the Conservatives, Quebec, 11 points over the Bloc, and in Atlantic Canada, a big 23-point lead over the Conservatives. Now, in British Columbia, both the Liberals and the Conservatives have pulled slightly away from the New Democrats, who are in third, with the Liberals 4 points ahead of the Conservatives. Now, the Conservatives continue to do well in the Prairies, winning more than half of the vote in Alberta, Saskatchewan, and in Manitoba. Now, when we look at the leaders, not much has changed over the last 2 weeks. Justin Trudeau finds 36% of Canadians having a positive impression of him, compared to 39 who view him negatively. Conservative leader Erin O'Toole remains the most unpopular leader in the country, 19% positive, 32% negative, particularly negative scores in Ontario and Quebec and Atlantic Canada. Jagmeet Singh, NDP leader, is the most popular leader in the country, 35% view him positively, compared to only 23 who have a negative view of the NDP leader. As I mentioned, these numbers haven't changed at all, really, from 2 weeks ago. Now, we continue to track the desire for change in the electorate. If you recall, in a previous briefing, I mentioned that about 52% of Canadians in the last election definitely wanted a change in government. And that election, while the Liberals won fewer votes, resulted in them winning a minority government. Today, that same measure finds 39% definitely wanting a change in government, with another 26% saying they'd like change, but it's not that important. In fact, if you combine those who definitely want the Liberals reelected and those who say they prefer the Liberals reelected, but it's not important, that number, keep the incumbent in, is 3 points higher than it was in 2019, which helps explain the Liberal lead over the Conservatives in the vote. Now, the stability in the political outlook of the country doesn't match the views when it comes to the pandemic, and that was the second part of our survey. When we asked people over the last few days, have they become more worried or less worried about the pandemic? Not surprising, given the spike in new cases, 43% of Canadians say they have become more worried over the last few days, up 9 points since 2 weeks ago and almost 20 points since early March. We don't see much regional variation nor political variation on that question. Now, when we ask people, how worried are you about, for example, getting COVID yourself, not enough hospital beds being available to you if you needed one, or the new strains spreading across the country, compared to early March, we see all three of those up 3 to 8 points respectively. In fact, when we look at the breakdown of those most concerned about getting COVID, it's younger Canadians today at 48% who say they're concerned are most likely to say they are worried about that. So what does all this mean? Well, as we head towards Canada's first COVID budget, the public's mood has become far more anxious and concerned about the pandemic. Despite about 1 in 4 Canadians receiving at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine, fear about getting the virus is higher than it was in early March. Although people's views of the pandemic have shifted over the past few weeks, we find stability in their political views. The Liberals continue to hold a sizable 8-point lead over the Conservatives. The federal government's handling of the pandemic remains generally positive, although frustrations about the speed of vaccination rollouts and procurement are rising with both the federal and provincial governments. The desire for change remains largely unchanged from last wave, which is making it difficult for both Erin O'Toole or Jagmeet Singh to gain any traction. For Mr. O'Toole, he remains the most unpopular leader in the country, as measured by his net approval. For Mr. Singh, the country's most popular leader, solid impressions in BC, Ontario, and Atlantic Canada have not yet translated into increased support. However, Mr. Singh's popularity is worth keeping an eye on. When I did polling in the 2018 Ontario election, as that started, Andrea Horvath, the now leader of the opposition, leader of the Ontario NDP, was not ahead of the Liberals and Kathleen Wynne in the polls, but was the most popular leader. And when voters start to pay attention and consider their options, that's when that goodwill can pay off. And so if we see a big mistake by Mr. Trudeau or a poor reaction to next week's budget, Mr. Singh could see an opportunity for NDP support to grow. But until more people feel that a change in government is really needed, getting people to give the NDP a look, I think, will continue to be a challenge. That's it for this week. Appreciate all of you listening. Hope you find great value in my conversations and these short briefings. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. Please rate us on Apple Podcasts. And we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.